我今天我的讲题是两个不同的审判。
The topic of my preaching today is two different judgments.
啊，仍然是讲到主耶稣的比喻。
And we continue on the series on the parable of Jesus.
啊，这段经文是取自马太福音第25章第31节到46节。
Scripture is from Matthew chapter 25:31-46.
啊，盼望你打开圣经啊，当我讲的时候，你可以跟着啊这个比喻啊。
Please open up your Bibles to the scripture so that when I am speaking, you can follow in your Bible.
那么这是一位叫 Olga Wessel 所说的一个亲身的一个啊故事。
This is a life experience of someone called Olga Wessel.
那么在故事里面他说
In the story he said, or she said,
一辆行驶在路上的 Greyhound 巴士渐渐地缓慢下来。
There was a bus, or a Greyhound bus, that had slowed down in the road.
然后停在一个加油站和一个小商店面前的一个车站。
And it stopped at a bus stop in front of a gas station and a small shop.
而有一位印第安人的青少年上了车。
And there is a young man of a young Native American get up on the bus.
付了这个车费，他就坐在我的后面。
He paid for the ride and he sat behind me.
当时是二月份。
At that time, it was February.
然后我从这个 Arizona 的 Flagstaff 坐巴士到新墨西哥州的 Albuquerque.
I was riding from Flagstaff in Arizona to Albuquerque in New Mexico.
那么那天晚上天气很冷。
That evening, the weather was quite cold.
那么在这辆巴士暖和的巴士里面。
And in this warm cabin of the bus.
我这位印第安人的青少年不久就睡着了。
This Native American soon fell asleep.
那么大约过了20分钟。
And after 20 minutes,
他就起来走向前面问这个司机是否到达了他的目的地。
And so after 20 minutes, he rose and walked up to the bus driver and asked if his destination, is there.
我们已经过了这个那个地方很久了，司机用严厉的声音对他说
Well, the bus driver replied sternly and said, We have already left that place a long time ago.
我承认那位印第安人的男孩已经超过他的目的地。
And, except that this, Native American young man has already passed his destination.
啊，司机就对他说
And so the bus driver said to him,
啊，生气地对他说
Actually, he told him angrily.
为什么你刚才不下车?
He said, how come you didn't get off the bus just now?
那么这位话不多的乘客,他的肩膀就垂下来。
So this, Native American young man's shoulder just dropped.
那么然后就转过身回到自己的座位上。
He then walked back to his own seat.
那么刚坐下来不久。
And shortly after he sat down,
那么他又起来跟司机说
He got up again and asked the bus driver.
他说你是否可以停下车来
He said, can you stop the bus?
然后我可以走路回去
I can walk back.
那么司机就对他说
The bus driver told him.
他说不可以
He said, no way.
因为你所要去的地方离开这里相当远
He said, your destination is a bit of distance from here.
而且天气又这么冷。
And the weather is so cold.
然后你将会冻死。
You will die.
然后你必须要到 Albuquerque, 然后再坐巴士回去。
You need to get to Albuquerque and then ride the returning bus back.
然后当他回到自己的座位上。
And after he returned to his seat.
我看到他很失望。
I saw that he was greatly disappointed.
我就问他，你刚才是否睡着了？
So I asked him, did you fall asleep just now?
他说，是的，我的姐姐在那边等我。
He said, yeah, and my sister is waiting for me over there.
然后他就坐下他的座位上。
And so he sat down on his seat.
我们在一个印第安人的宣教学校自愿的教了一个学期。
So, she volunteered at a Native American school for a quarter.
我正要回去这个 Wisconsin.
That I am trying to go get back to Wisconsin.
那么这次的经历让我感受到印第安人在那里困苦的生活。
And, this experience helped me understand the difficult life the Native Americans are experiencing.
小小的那个 adobe 那个房子。
A small adobe house.
只有一到两间的房间。
There's only one to two rooms.
没有私人的空间。
There is no private area for anybody.
这个地板是泥土做的。
And the ground is dirt.
那么青少年所扮演的这个角色相当的困难。
And young people live a very difficult life.
因为家里没有这个空间给他们。
Because at the house there is no private areas for them.
但是他们又不能够独立。
But they are not ready to be independent.
那么当时我们正在前往一个又生疏又大的一个城市 Albuquerque。
And we are heading towards a very desolate and isolated city, Albuquerque.
然后我在想到达这个城市这位青少年肯定 不知道怎么做。
And I know for sure that if when we arrived in Albuquerque, this young man wouldn't know what to do.
然后我就转个身对他说。
And so I turned around and said to him,
你感到害怕吗？
Are you afraid?
他说是的，他勉强的回答说。
So he reluctantly answered, yes, I am.
我就对他说,
so I told him,
跟我在一起。
He said, stay with me.
我会帮助你的。
I will help you.
确定你坐这个正确的巴士回到回去。
I will make sure you get on the right bus to go back.
那么后来我跟司机说,
so later I told the bus driver,
请你跟那个回程的司机说他不用付这个车费。
Please tell the return bus driver that this young man will not need to pay any fare.
那位司机勉强地说好的。
And so the bus driver reluctantly said, okay.
我就跟这位印第安人的男孩说。
And so I told this Native American young man.
一切都不会有什么问题的。
He said there won't be any problem.
你不需要为任何的事情来担心。
Don't worry about anything.
那么他的眼睛就看着我。
He looked at me.
说了一声谢谢。
And he said, thank you.
然后我们的车程继续了大约十分钟。
And we went on for about 10 minutes.
然后有一只手拍我的肩膀。
So a hand touched me on my shoulder.
我就回头看这位年轻的朋友。
I turned around and looked at my young friend.
他倾向我以恭敬的声音说。
He looked at me and then he asked me in this reverent voice.
你是不是基督徒?
Are you a Christian?
让我们来看今天主耶稣在这马太福音25章31节到46节所说的这个比喻。
So let us look at this parable recorded in Matthew,Chapter 25, 31 to 46.
主耶稣说，当人子在他荣耀里用着众天使降临的时候，要坐在他荣耀的宝座上，万民都要聚集在他面前，他要把他们分辨出来，好像牧羊的分辨绵羊、山羊一般。
But when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him,Then he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them from one another, as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats.
把绵羊安置在右边，山羊在左边，于是王要向那左边、右边的说：你们这蒙我父赐福的，可以承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国。
And he will put the sheep on his right and the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right, Come, "You who are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world."
因为我饿了，你们给我吃；渴了，你们给我喝；我做客旅，你们留我住；我赤身露体，你们给我穿；我病了，你们看顾我；我在监里，你们来看我。
For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me.
义人就回答说，主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了给你吃，渴了给你喝，什么时候见你做客旅留你住，或是赤身露体给你穿。
Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? And when did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or naked and clothe you?
又什么时候见你病了，或是在监里来看你呢？王要回答说，我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既坐在我这弟兄其中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我身上了。
When did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? The king will answer and say to them, Truly I say to you, to the extent that you did it to one of these brothers of mine, even the least of them, you did it to me.
王又要向左边的说，你们这被咒诅的人离开我，进入那为魔鬼和他的使者所预备的永火里去，因为我饿了，你们不给我吃；渴了，你们不给我喝。
Then he will also say to those on his left, Depart from me, accursed ones, into the eternal fire which has been prepared for the devil and his angels, for I was hungry and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me nothing to drink.
我做客旅，你们不留我住；我赤身露体，你们不给我穿；我病了，我在监里，你们不来看顾我。
I was a stranger and you did not invite me in. Naked and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison and you did not visit me.
他们也要回答说，主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了或渴了，或做客旅，或赤身露体，或病了，或在监里，不伺候你呢？
Then they themselves also will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not take care of you?
王要回答说，我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既不做在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是不做在我的身上了。
Then he will answer them, Truly I say to you, to the extent that you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me.
我们这些人要往永刑里去，那些义人要往永生里去。
These will go away into eternal punishment,but the righteous into eternal life.
我们这个比喻我们可以把它分成三部分来看。
We can separate this parable into three parts.
然后第一就是在主面前的审判。
First is the judgment before the Lord.
第二这个绵羊的审判。
Second is the judgment of the sheep.
然后第三是这个山羊的审判。
The third is the judgment of the goats.
那么首先让我们来看在主面前的审判。
First of all, let's look at the judgment of, before the Lord.
那么这个比喻描述到人子坐在这个宝座上。
This parable describes the Son of Man sitting on the throne.
万民都聚集在他的面前。
And people, all gathered before him.
他把这些人分成两组。
And, he separated these into two groups.
好像这个牧羊人把这个羊群分开一样。
Just like the shepherd separated the sheep.
我在这个巴勒斯坦地带，这个绵羊跟山羊互 混合在一起是相当普遍的事情。
And in the Palestine, it is very common to see the sheep and the goats all mixed together.
那么这种做法一方面是很实际。
This kind of mixing them together is actually very practical.
另一方面是因为这个活跃的山羊可以带动羊群到那些青草的地上去。
And the second purpose is this, energetic goat can lead the group of sheep to the pastures.
然后当夜晚来到的时候，
And when evening falls,
牧羊人就把这羊群把他们分开。
The shepherds will separate the group.
然后比较强壮和那些比较耐冷的那些绵羊可以留在外面。
The stronger and the one who's warmer, the sheep can stay on the outside.
然后比较不能够耐冷的那些山羊，他们就进去里面。
And the goats who are usually not as durable, can enter in.
然后同样的，在审判的日子到来的时候，也是一样。
And similarly, on the day of judgment, it's going to be the same.
然后主耶稣以一个牧羊人把这些羊群分开来描述神的审判。
And so the Lord Jesus used, saying of the shepherd separating the sheep and the goat to illustrate the day of judgment.
他会把这个绵羊分开在这个右边。
He will separate the sheep on the right.
然后把这个山羊分开在左边。
And the goat to the left.
然后被分开在右边的绵羊将会承受神在创世以来为他们所预备的国度。
The sheep on the right will accept the inheritance that God has already prepared from the beginning of time.
然后被分开在左边的山羊将会受到咒诅。
And the goat on the left will be cursed.
进入在为这个魔鬼还有他的使者那个火湖里面。
And will enter into the lake of fire prepared by Satan and his messengers.
然后在这个比喻里面，人子被描述成为一个王坐在这个荣耀的宝座上。
And in this parable, the Son of Man was described as a king sitting on his throne.
那么同时他也会将这个蒙神赐福的人预备一个国度。
And he will also prepare a kingdom for these people who are pleasing God.
这个人子和这个国度这个概念是来自旧约圣经。
The kingdom and the Son of Man, these two concepts came from the Old Testament.
那么这个概念一共有三方面。
There are three aspects of this concept.
那比如说在但以理书第七章第十三节到第十四节。
For example, in the book of Daniel, chapter 7, 13 to 14.
那么但以理说，我在夜间的异象中观看，见有一位像人子的驾着天云而来，被领到亘古常在者面前，得了权柄。荣耀国度使这方各国各族的人都侍奉他，他的权柄是永远的，不能废去，他的国必不败坏。
Daniel said, I kept looking in the night visions, and behold, with the clouds of heaven, one like a man, the Son of Man, was coming. And he came up to the Ancient of Days, and was presented before him. And to him was given dominion, glory, and a kingdom.And all the people, nations, and men of every language might serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which will not pass away, and his kingdom is one which will not be destroyed.
那么第二，旧约圣经里面有不少的地方讲到，谈到有一位从大卫来的一位王。
And the second aspect is, in the Old Testament, it was also often talked about someone who will come from King David.
他的权能是公义的。
And that his dominion is righteous.
比如说在以赛亚书第九章第七节。
For example, it was said in Isaiah 9:7.
他的政权以平安必加增无穷，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国。以公平公义使国坚定稳固， 从今直到永远，万军之耶和华的日心必成就这事。
There will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness from then on and forevermore. The seal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this.
那么第三，这位王，旧约圣经里面说又是神的儿子。
The third aspect in the Old Testament is said that this king is also the son of God.
啊，在诗篇第二章第七节这么说。
So it was said in Psalm 2:7.
受膏者说，我要传圣旨。耶和华曾对我说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
I will surely tell of the decree of the Lord. He said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you.
而主耶稣知道自己是神的儿子。
Jesus Christ knows that he is the son of God.
因为应验了旧约圣经的预言。
Because, It fulfilled the prophecy from the Old Testament.
啊，他是人子又是王。
He is the son of man, but he also is the king.
把这个国度带给那些蒙神赐福的人。
And he will bring forth this kingdom to one who is blessed by God.
然后同时他也把这个审判降临在那些受咒诅的人身上。
And he is also going to put judgment upon those who are cursed.
所以在这个比喻里面，我们看到两个不同的审判。
So in this parable, we saw two different judgments.
绵羊的审判，还有这个山羊的审判。
The judgment of the sheep and the judgment of the goats.
然后首先让我们来看这个绵羊的审判。
So let's look at the judgment of the sheep.
在马太福音第25:34-36.
And in Matthew chapter 25:34-36.
于是王要向左边的说，你们这蒙我父赐福的，可以承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国。
Then the king will say to those on his right, Come, you who are blessed by my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.
因为我饿了，你们给我吃；渴了，你们给我喝；我做客旅，你们留我住。我赤身露体，你们给我穿；我病了，你们看顾我；我在监狱里，你们来看我。
For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me.
绵羊被分开在右边。
The sheep was separated and placed on the right.
右边是代表尊荣和荣幸。
And on the right represent glory and also, very fortunate.
一般上绵羊比这个山羊有价值。
And usually, the value of sheep is much higher than the goat.
在圣经里面，绵羊是代表神的子民。
And in the Bible, sheep represent the people of God.
他们是神的选民。
They are the chosen one.
神的福将要降临在他们的身上。
And God's blessing will be upon them.
因为他们要承受神在创世以来为他们所预备的国度。
Because they are going to inherit the kingdom established by God at the beginning of time.
因为这个绵羊对主的摆上。
Because the sheep is talking about the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus.
他们将会承受神的国。
And they will receive the kingdom of God.
并且要进入这个永生的里去。
And they will also enter into eternal life.
当主耶稣饿的时候，他们给他吃。
When Jesus was hungry, they fed him.
当他渴的时候，他们给他喝。
When he was thirsty, they gave him something to drink.
然后当他做客旅的时候，他们给他住。
When he was a stranger, he was invited in.
然后当他赤身露体的时候，他们给他穿。
When he was naked, they clothed him.
当他生病的时候，他们看顾他。
When he was sick, they watch over him.
当他在监狱的时候，他们来看他。
When he was in prison, they went to see him.
然后在比喻里面，我们看到这个绵羊就感到很奇怪。
And so in this parable, the sheep were kind of confused.
啊，什么时候耶稣饿，他们给他吃。
When did they, fed the Lord when he was hungry?
啊，什么时候耶稣渴的时候，他们给他喝。
And when did they let, have the Lord drink when he was thirsty?
什么时候他做客旅的时候，他们给他住。
When did they invite him in when he was a stranger?
什么时候他赤身露体，他们给他穿。
When did they clothe him when he was naked?
什么时候他生病的时候他们看顾他。
When did they watch over him when he was sick?
什么时候他在监狱的时候他们来看他。
And when was he in prison and then they went to see him?
我们耶稣在40节就回答说。
So in verse 40, Jesus answered.
他说我实在告诉你们这些事你们既坐在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上。就是坐在我的身上。
The king will answer and say to them, Truly I say to you, to the extent that you did it to one of these brothers of mine, even the least of them, you did it to me.
我在这个比喻里面有一个特点。
There is a special, point in this parable.
也就是这个人子，这个跟这个王子，啊，以那些饥渴的、陌生的、赤身露体的、生病的，还有那些被关照关在监牢里面的有相关。
The son of man or this king has a relationship with those who are thirsty, hungry, who are strangers, who are sick, and also those who were placed in prison.
啊，他说这些人是他的弟兄。
He said these people are my brothers.
他说人在这些有需要的弟兄身上所做的。等于坐在人子或者王子的身上。
He said, whatever you did on these people while they are in need means that you did it to me.
那么到底这个弟兄是指谁？
So what does this brother, what are these people brother?
那么在过去的教会历史里面有两个解释。
And in the past history of the church, there are two explanations.
啊，一个就是指所有贫穷有需要的人。
One explanation is that all those who are poor who are in need.
另一个解释就是指那些贫穷有需要做福音事工的基督徒。
And the second explanation is those who are poor who are in need because they are doing work for the Lord.
我自己做了一些研究，觉得第二个解释比较正确。
I have did some research into this topic, and I believe that the second explanation is more appropriate.
那如果要明白比喻里所说的弟兄，我们必须要看上文。
And if we're going to understand the brother mentioned here in the parable, we must have looked at the preceding passage.
也就是在马太福音第十章第四十节到四十一节。
And it is, in Matthew chapter 10, 40 to 41.
主耶稣说，人接待你们就是接待我。
Jesus said, He who receives you receives me.
接待我就是接待那差我的，差我来的。
And he who receives me receives him who sent me.
人因为先知的名接待先知，必得先知所得的赏赐；人因为义人的名接待义人，必得义人所得的赏赐。
He who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet.Shall receive a prophet's reward. And he who receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward.
那么这段经文跟我们今天所看的比喻有几个共同点。
So the scripture has a few similar, areas with the parables we looked at.
比如说人接待你们就是接待我。
For example, he says, he who receives you,Receives me.
还有这个给凉水喝。
And also to give, water to the thirsty.
还有这个小子，这个是一个共同点。
And, the term, old little ones.
所以这个人接待你们就是接待我。
So here it says, he who receives you receives me.
这句经文的里面这个你们是指耶稣基督的门徒或者基督徒。
The you here refer to the disciples of Jesus Christ or the Christians.
那么因此在比喻里面所说的弟兄是指那些出去传福音 有需要的那些基督徒。
So in the parable, the brother is referring to those who go out and share the gospel and is in need.
那么好了，第二样我们来看这个山羊的审判。
And so let's now look at the judgment of the goats.
那绵羊跟山羊的审判有什么不同？
What is the difference between judgment of the sheep and the goats?
因为绵羊有做到主的要求。
Because the sheep have done what Jesus asked for.
而山羊没有做到主的要求。
And yet the goat did not.
那么在这个这个25章第42节到43节这么说。
So it was said in Matthew 25:42 and 43.
因为我饿了，你们不给我吃；渴了，你们不给我喝；我做客旅，你们不留我住；我赤身露体，你们不给我穿；我病了，我在监里，你们不来看顾我。
For I was hungry and you gave me nothing to eat; I was thirsty and you gave me nothing to drink; I was a stranger and you did not invite me in; naked and you did not clothe me; sick and in prison and you did not visit me.
人说自己是基督徒。
People said they're Christians.
但是又没有帮助那些有需要的人。
And yet they did not help those who are in need.
特别是那些做福音事工贫穷有需要的基督徒。
Especially those who are sharing the gospel and became poor or in need.
那么如此做，耶稣说违背了这个神的吩咐。
Jesus said, if you, did not serve the one in need, then, Jesus said,
you have actually disobeyed my command. 雅各书说第四章第十七节。
James 4:17 says,
人若知道行善却不去行，这就是他的罪了。
Therefore, to one who knows the right thing to do and does not do it, to him it is sin.
那么在这个比喻里面，这些人还问。
And in this parable, these people ask.
他说，主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了或渴了，或做客旅，或做赤身露体，或病了，或在监里，不侍候你呢？
Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison and did not take care of you?
然后在45节这个王就回答说，我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既不做在我弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是不做在我的身上了。
And so Jesus replied in verse 45, Truly I say to you, to the extent that you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me.
换句话说，如果一个人看到一些贫穷有需要并且做福音事工的基督徒。
In other words, if you see someone who is in need, who is sharing God's gospel,
而且没有去帮助他们。
And yet you did not go and help them.
那么如此做等于没有坐在主耶稣的身上。
That means you did not do it to the Lord.
那么因做这个缘故，神的审判将会临到他们的身上。
And because of this, God's judgment will come upon them.
那么在41节，王又向那左边的说，你们这被咒诅的人离开我，进入那位魔鬼和他的使者所预备的永火里去。
In verse 41, the Lord said, Then he will also say to those on his left, Depart from me, accursed ones, into the eternal fire, which has been prepared for the devil and his angels.
那么神将会把这个山羊从这个羊群里面分开出来。
God will separate the goats out of the sheep.
那么它的后果就是永火的审判。
And the result is the judgment of the eternal fire.
也就是这个地狱的审判。
And it is the judgment of hell. Hell is the place where all non-believers will go.
我们在圣经里面一共有三个名词用来形容这个地狱。
And in the Bible, there are three terms that is used to describe hell.
那么在旧约圣经里面，第一就是这个阴间或者 Sheol, S-H-E-O-L.
The first one is Sheol.
也或者是坟墓的意思。
Or it also can mean grave.
这个名词经常出现在旧约圣经里面。
This term happened in the Old Testament a lot.
那么第二个名词是也是阴间，中文的翻译，但是它的原文是 Hades.
And the second term is Hades.
指一个地底下的一个世界，死亡的一个领域。
And it means it is the underworld.
那么这个名词出现在新约圣经跟这个旧约圣经那个名词一样。
And this term appeared also in the New Testament, just like the Old Testament.
第三个名词是Gehenna.
The third term is Gehenna.
或者也是地狱的意思。
And it also means hell.
那么 Gehenna 是根据一个靠近耶路撒冷叫做新嫩子谷用来献这个小孩子的地方。
Gehenna is actually, is according to a place near Jerusalem and it's called the Valley of Hinnom and it's a place where they sacrifice children.
那么这些拜假神的人把这些小孩子把他们焚烧然后献给他们的神。
The people who worship the false gods will sacrifice and burn children as sacrifice to their god.
所以地狱是指一个燃烧不尽火燃烧不尽为魔鬼假先知敌基督而不信的人所预备的一个地方。
So hell is representing a place where there is eternal fire prepared for the devil, the false prophets, the false teachers, and those, the antichrist and those people who do not believe in God.
所以今天我们所看的这个比喻描述到两种不同的人所要面对的后果。
So the parable that we saw today described two very different ending for two groups of people.
一个得到神在创世以来为他们所预备的一个国度。
One group received the kingdom that was prepared by God from the beginning of time.
一个进入为魔鬼和他的使者所预备的火湖里面。
And the other group entered into the lake of fire prepared for the devil and all his messengers.
一个进入这个永生里面。
One entered into eternal life.
另外进入这个永刑里面。
And the other entered into eternal punishment.
这个比喻它强调得救的人对这个贫穷有需要做福音事工的基督徒应当存有这个怜悯还有这个仁慈的心。
And, it talk about how it's actually stressed about how the saved people should have the compassion and mercy towards people who are doing God's work and who are in need.
那么一个得救的人应该表现出一个怜悯还有这个仁慈的心。
And it's a saved person should express compassionate and a merciful heart.
当看到一些有需要的人。
When they saw someone in need.
特别是那些做福音事工贫穷有需要的基督徒。
Especially those Christians who are doing God's word and yet they are in need and they are poor.
应当伸出手来帮助他们。
Stretch out your arms and help them.
让我们用点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let us use some time to meditate on the message today.
让我们在神的面前来审查我们的心。
Let us examine our hearts before the Lord.
我们是否有一颗怜悯还有仁慈的心？
Do we have a merciful and also a compassionate heart?
当我们看到那些有需要的人，
When we see those who are in need,
好像这个比喻里面说，特别那些有需要贫穷做这个福音事工的基督徒，
Especially those just as mentioned in the parable, those who are doing God's work and those who are poor and in need.
我们应当伸出手去帮助他们。
We need to stretch out our hands and help them.
亲爱的父神，求你 教导我们。
Dear Lord Father, please teach us.
求你帮助我明白比喻里面所说的。
Help us to understand what is said in the parable.
也让我们遵守你的吩咐。
Help us to obey your command.
主啊，求你赐给我们一个怜悯仁慈的心。
Please give us a compassionate and merciful heart.
来去帮助那些有需要的人。
To help those who are in need.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.